Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting sixth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Waddell. And now, play ball. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball four. Riles moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oglavy hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Carter reaches second base with a double. Vukovic moves to third. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vukovic scores. Carter scores. Willard moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon bunts towards the mound. Haas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willard moves to third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is one for one in the game, with a single. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Willard trying to get to third. Manning throws the ball into Gantner, who tags Willard for the out. Nixon moves to second. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Bernazard moves to third. Franco moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Franco scores. Jacoby moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Rick Waite's now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waite's fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Indians. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. Schroeder hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Waits covering, for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Willard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nixon bunts towards first. Cooper picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cooper. Nixon moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard bunts towards the mound. Waits fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nixon moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. Nixon scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-2, Indians. Mike Fishlin pinch runs for Julio Franco. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry Reed now pitching. Mike Fishlin now playing shortstop. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-3 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Reed covering. It's a double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.